This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Farmers Business Network is attempting to help farmers with their scouting by providing field-level yield data to Iowa's growers. We will hear more from Charles Barron, co-founder of FBN, next.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Charles Barron is the co-founder of Farmers Business Network, and he details the field scouting tools available for growers from FBN.
This summer, we've started doing field-level yield predictions for growers, so they can look at all their fields, and it's going to give them a forecast every week or two, and it really combines a series of data, combines satellite information, the genetic data from seeds, the soil data. So it pulls the whole picture together and is adjusting as the crop and weather are updating, and gets a really helpful perspective field by field so farmers can start making their marketing decisions.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured conversation with Beck's Hybrids.
A lot of concern about southern rust in the corn crop, however. Outstanding Beck's Southeast Iowa area agronomist Greg Shepherd says,
we often do see it up in the upper part of the canopy, say above the ear leaf, and above is especially really what we're keying on for keeping those leaves healthy for maximizing yield. And we've actually seen probably more southern rust in the lower canopy. So that's partly the other component to why it's not a major concern to me in terms of protecting yield.
Let's talk some soybeans here, shall we? I'm noticing some yellow spots showing up.
Yeah, there's definitely some wet spots out there that are causing the yellowing. We're also seeing areas where, say, pH is off, and that has a major impact on nodulation. And then, of course, nodulation just pretty well affects everything.
He invites you to Becknology Days at no cost, August 14th at their Colfax facility. BecksHybrids.com is where you find out more.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.